All right, welcome to the show. Friday night, we made it to the end of the weeks. What a week it's been. And got a little Reserve, Bower Hill Reserve rye and American Spirit cigarettes going tonight. Fire is a crackling in the wood stove on this nice chilly January night. And I'm here with you on In Plain Sight, Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Menu button, upper left-hand corner. Find that donate button and smash it. And send us some money. You can call it in. You can mail it in. You can mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Open line Friday. We've had open lines, I think, all night, except when we had Patrick on. It was a little bit more political content. But tonight is open line, and I'm going to be talking, going to be doing some scriptures from the Holy Word, and we're going to be talking about a couple of headlines. But you can call in at 512-248-8252. You can also give us your input at inplainsight.jatango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E, inplainsight.chatango.com, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, Chatango. That was set up by Murr. Thank you, Murr. And as we see, you know, the new administration, the new Bolsheviks rolling in, and the system officially telling us that it's in charge. That little stunt you pulled, kids, where you sent Donald Trump in there to try to take power back and give it to the people, don't do that again. Don't ever, ever do that again. And if you do, this is how you're going to get treated, and this is how we're going to treat whoever you send. We're going to demonize them, and then we're going to call all of you terrorists, and the FBI is going to investigate you, and we're going to set up a false flag that makes you look really bad. That's the message. And this, what we've witnessed, what I've just described there, I have an angry react. I'm sure all of you do. And if you're a Christian, you need to know that God's going to judge the wicked. And it's okay that you rejoice that God judges the wicked. That's fine. I want to see this country judged. I want to see these politicians judged. I pray that God would protect the righteous, as he always does, and that he would shield us from collateral damage. But I want to see them judged. And it's okay to feel that way. Let me read for you some scriptures, Psalm 139, 21 through 24. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You hear about loving your enemies, and there is a balance there. There is a sense where you don't seek vengeance, where you show love by not seeking vengeance and you live your life. But there is a legitimate righteous hatred that we should have for these satanic baby killers. And that's exactly what they are. Isaiah 64, 1 through 3. Oh, that you would rend the heavens. Oh, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. As fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down. It's the prayer of Isaiah to the Lord, that he would return and judge this wicked earth. That's what we wish for as Christians. And as we see this new administration taking hold, and we know that they hoax the election, and that they only mean evil toward us, toward the people of this country, and that the Republic is truly dead, that's my prayer, that God would judge these wicked people, and that he would bring the righteous through it, that they would not suffer and partake of the judgments, that we would come out from among them and be separate. That's sort of the stage for the show tonight. Like I said, give me a call and let me know what you think. A couple of headlines that we didn't get to cover earlier in the week. Got an article from the Stormer about Fauci. You know, now that Trump is out of the way, and like him or hate him, and there are many criticisms to be had of former President Trump. He was a little bit of a buffer zone between the virus regime. He allowed the states to make their own calls on lockdowns, on mask rulings. And this new administration is going to give Fauci unlimited power. And he knows it. Fauci knows it. Anthony Fauci announces that the U.S. will remain in the World Health Organization. If you remember, Donald Trump said that we would withdraw from that. And one of the few things that he did that was good, and he did, you know, actually did a lot of things that were good. He just didn't have a lot of power. The office of the presidency doesn't have power. Donald Trump himself didn't have a lot of power. And we're seeing that. We see that very clearly now. But if you're Biden and Kamala Harris and you're part of the system, then it just seems like the presidential office is powerful because the power of the elites are behind you. So I think that's what we're seeing here. And Fauci is given the full power to just whatever he says goes, right? And we'll read just a little bit from the Stormer article. And it reads, although the lucid, cogent, and eloquent and clear-headed messianic figure Joe Biden has assumed the presidential office following a totally legitimate, legal, lawful, honest, constitutional, and above-board election, we won't actually be making the decisions about how the country is run. He will not be making those decisions. The decisions and the directives that will be made by science. They will follow the science. Science communicates with humanity through a series of predictive charts and graphs. That's right, boys and girls, my commentary here. Follow the science. If you're against the lockdowns and you think this is all a hoax, then you're not being scientific. That's the message that the new administration is sending. Article reads from Anthony Fauci, who is a notable, reputable, virtuous, honorable, aristocratic, and honest man with an established history of accurate and factual, correct, faultless predictions, and truthful, straightforward, plain sailing statements, has proven most capable of interpreting the charts and graphs that science uses to communicate with humanity. I hope you guys are catching the sarcasm. It's certainly laid on pretty thick. You know, Fauci is, Fauci, you know, wear the mask. Oh, don't wear the mask. Don't wear it, then wear it. Don't fear China. Don't lock China out. Oh, we should have locked China out earlier. You know, they went back and forth, and it was purposeful. It was all a psyop. It was a psychological game to plague the American people, to weaken them. And not only the Americans, but the world. As a matter of fact, this has been done all over the world, mostly in Western countries. Reuters reports the United States under Joe Biden intends to join the COVAX vaccine facility that aims to deliver coronavirus vaccines to poor countries. His chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, told the World Health Organization on Thursday. Fauci, speaking to the WHO executive board, confirmed that the United States would remain a member of the UN agency and said it would work multilaterally on issues from the COVID-19 pandemic to HIV and AIDS. Oh, how about that? Fauci's only been working on HIV and AIDS for 40 years. You know, that's the big hoax that can be really displayed here, is that Fauci, instead of telling the homos to quit engaging in anal sex and sharing needles, which is what spread AIDS, which used to be known as GRIDS, which stood for gay-related immune deficiency, instead of telling them to stop their destructive behavior, he just made deals with the pharmaceutical companies to come up with medicines that would treat the immune deficiency of AIDS patients. And they just went right along with their destructive behavior. Don't change your behavior. We'll spend tons of American taxpayer dollars on money, and we'll make lots of money in the process from pharmaceuticals to treat the symptoms that you bring upon yourselves by your destructive and anti-Christ behavior. That was the message. And this is the guy that is calling the shots on the so-called coronavirus pandemic. So that's where we're at. These are the people that we want judged. We want to see them brought down to the dust of the earth. And the Lord God certainly would do that. We don't know when, because his timing is his timing. But we certainly can pray for that, and we can rejoice in that fact. And that's how I want to open the show tonight. And we're going to get your responses, and we have a couple of more articles to cover. First caller of the night is Pat. Oh, Pat from North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Yo, man. Hey, Jeremy. That was a warrior sentiment. I don't know much about the scripture, but that got me fired up. But I just wanted to, say, like, try to spread some positive on this. And, like, one thing we can do right now, if you're on a fixed income and you have the money, or if you have a very secure job, is take out a loan and refinance whatever property you need to or whatever loans you have. And if you can afford it, take out a 15-year loan and buy a piece of property, because rates right now, you probably get a 15-year for less than 3. And you save whatever you save, you can donate a fraction to RBN, but now's the time to do it. Inflation's coming, and I don't know much about anything, but I do know a little bit about forecasting, and it's a no-brainer, something to think about, just to help people out.
Well, eventually the dollar has to collapse. And, my concern is, and you have a good point there, is to buy things that you can put your hands on, property, and I would say also weapons, storable food, military grade that will last decades, things that will really be currency. I would fill up a pantry full of alcohol, like gin and whiskeys, because that's going to be medicinal, and it's also going to be worth value when the dollar does fold, and they try to force it into some sort of a global cryptocurrency. I would have assets that are tangible that you can put your hands on and defend. And if this may be the time to buy land, like you're saying, and not a lot of people have liquidity. In other words, not a lot of people have the cash to just go buy these things without going into debt. But if you got to go into debt to buy things that you can touch, do it. That's better than, money in the bank. I'm afraid these boomers with these hundreds of thousands of dollars in their 401ks, I think they're going to see the day when those are going to become, a third of the value as to what they were, because you can't just keep printing money like they're doing. The dollar is going to collapse. So I don't know, Pat, but I like the way you're thinking.
I agree what you're saying if it's the end, but the one thing that I would say backs the dollar, because money is just debt, obviously, but what's debt enforced by is just violence. Like, we have a pretty massive military. I don't think anyone's going to really mess with us. Like, we pretty much enslaved the world for Israel. Like, I don't see China as a threat. I don't see Russia as a threat. I could just see the U.S., the Jews continuing to print money as business as usual, and that's what I'm afraid of. You know, so I'm just trying to, like, beat them at their own game a little bit. But I really don't see it collapsing. I just see them using more violence to control us.
Could be, I mean,
slaves.
Yeah, the future is very, it's very bleak, and I mean, it could go either way. Like, after the events of last year, I mean, anything's possible.
I'm not a fortune teller.
I'm sorry, Pat, go ahead and finish, and I'll comment.
I was just trying to keep it positive. That was it. Like, I was just saying, if you could afford it and you're, like, at a higher interest rate right now and you're on a fixed income, go to any bank and see if you can take advantage of the low Fed rate, because I think the Fed rate is actually going to come up, like, Q2, the end of Q3. I think by the end of Q3, you're going to see the Fed raise the interest rate and loan rates are going to go up. You know, and then they're obviously going to print a bunch of money and spend it on useless crap. So I was just thinking like that, you know.
All right, Pat. But, well, appreciate the call, my friend.
I just wanted to do something positive. Sorry, bud.
No, you're good, man. Appreciate the comments. Always good to hear you call. And thank you. And we'll move on. Dave from New York. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeremy. Good evening.
Good evening.
So is it depressing? Would it be exciting if Trump got back in somehow?
Well, I mean, that queue has passed. I don't. That ship has sailed. I don't think that Q is going to get him back in there. And I think at the end of the day, Trump was just if we take it at face value.
No. Is Trump worth having? I mean, if we look deeply at this, and you can go to some of these websites, they talk about all the Masonic things in D.C. And the inauguration rituals are Shaking My Head Productions. I'll send you a copy of this. It was from before the itsnews.com. It was posted there. And it talks about, you know, I could see either way this could have a bad ending for mankind. Now, on the other hand, if Trump got back in, well, why would I even say that? There's a Linwood put out this article by Diane Marshall. It's called The Marshall Report, .wordpress.com. And you know how they're saying on the news? I thought it was rather interesting. They're saying that Trump is never going back to the White House. And I said, why do they say that? How do they know that? He's never going to step up the stairs of Air Force One again. How do they know that? That doesn't make sense. And I thought they were just telling one of their little white lies.
Hey, hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought about Trump getting back in, and you can continue on the other side of the break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Dave, you were making a point about they were sure that Trump is not getting back in. And go ahead and finish your point. I'm not exactly sure where you're going. And hit me with a lot of things.
There's a lot of possibilities here, a few anyway. The news reports were saying that Trump was not going back on Air Force One or going back to the White House. And there's an article here that says, well, let's first consider this. Trump may go off and make his own MAGA party. He may get people to go with him. He could get states to secede. He could be a sub-president of half the U.S. or something like that. That could happen. He could go down to Mar-a-Lago and let people fend for themselves as Joe goes after them. And who knows what kind of mayhem could happen there. Another thing is suggested, of course, the aliens could return and solve all our problems. The other one is this Trump owed to the corporation, because D.C. is fenced off and the president is never going back to the White House, but not for reasons you may be thinking. What they describe is that basically they handed Joe Biden an empty bag of the defunct United States corporation that was fraudulently involved in the elections, along with Russia, China, Italy, Frankfurt, Germany. I don't know who else. Right. And the interesting thing they make, the point they make later on, and they have all the links in here. This lady does, Diane Marshall. Italian government has resigned. Poland government has resigned. Russian government has resigned, except Putin. 300 Italian politicians and police charged along with Italian mafia. The entire Kuwait government has resigned. Dutch government of the Netherlands resigns. German Chancellor Angela Merkel steps down. Malaysian government steps down. Baron Benjamin de Rothschild died at 57. Estonian prime minister is fired. Obamagate documents declassified. And Washington, D.C. is occupied by a whole bunch of troops. So what's going on? What he's saying is that that the military could now be in control of the United States of America, stand up for the United States of America. The whole swamp across the world is being drained as we speak, based on pedophilia and election tampering. That's basically the scenario that is laid out here. And Lynn Wood put this this out in a little video, but it is Diane Marshall's work. I can send that to you by email, you and Patrick. Maybe a crazy idea to you, but it seems to have some basis.
Email it to the Patrick Jeremy Show at yahoo.com. I think I've read some of that. I've glanced over the emails as of late. So email that to us.
Yeah.
Realistically, my take on it is that I just think it's a shakeup of the politicians, that the elite are shaking up the politicians. And, you know, that they're just bringing in new people that they can control even better. I'll believe this stuff when I see Joe Biden, his son, and Clinton in handcuffs and being marched off. If the military is controlled, then they're with the system. So I just don't.
The whole point is they can leave the U.S. bankrupt U.S. corporation there to do absolutely nothing eventually, just isolate it off. It is a foreign power here on U.S. soil, and they could go ahead and set up a new capital, maybe in Philadelphia. Well, they got a lot of cleanup to do there, but then they would make room. You know, that's the idea. The idea is the U.S. corporation and the Republic, the United States Republic, those two entities, and they are separate, and they've destroyed the United States corporation. Well, this is just a theory at this point. You can look into it. I'll send you info.
I appreciate the call. I will read what you send us, and I'll say that, and this is text from Patrick. The Russian government resigned a year ago. European governments resign all the time, and Italy in particular has a revolving door government. I just think this is a ongoing shakeup of the politicians so the elites can put in who they want. And if I'm going to take Trump at face value, he was just a 1980s Democrat that shared the values of Democrats from that era. And he got in there. He tried to make some change. He had a little bit of the Jewish right-wing power back in him, and they slapped him down. They slapped him down really hard. I don't see him returning, but I will read your stuff, and I appreciate your call, Dave.
Okay.
And,
yeah. I may just be feeding on some hopium, so I'm glad I brought this to your attention. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We've got just a minute before the break. We're going to bring on Blue Moon from California, and if the break catches you, we'll pause and hit you on the other side. Blue Moon, welcome to the show. Do we have Blue Moon? I don't hear Blue Moon. We lost Blue Moon. So we got the break on the other side. We're going to hit William from Montana. And Blue Moon, if you want to get back on, just call us back. Yeah, chill me to the bone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on RBN. And I'm missing something. What is it I'm missing? The melodic tunes of Lindsey Buckingham. Maybe we'll hear that later on in the next break. But right now we have William from Montana. William, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, good friend?
Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening.
I wanted to go over a few Bible verses that I've been contemplating, and it's 1 Peter chapter 4, and it says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he hath suffered in the flesh and hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his life," this is the Christian, "in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God." That's verse 1 and 2. And in verse 7, the whole chapter should be read, but in verse 7 it said, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent clarity among yourselves, for clarity shall cover a multitude of sins." And I have, many years ago, I'm not a Catholic, but there was a Trappist monastery in Oregon that would allow people to come and do retreats. Now, during Christmas week, it was filled up with Catholics, but the week before, they would let anyone come. And I used to take out time from my busy schedule, and I would go there and do a 3 or 4 day retreat in silence. And I remember the very first day that I got up at 3:30 to go into the chapel with these Trappist monks. The very first thing that the bishop, or the head of the monastery, said was, "May the mind of Christ be in you." And that had a profound effect on me. May the mind of Christ be in you. And I've been dealing with a lot of pain, and I have really come back to see the importance of this. But I also, once a bear gets hooked on garbage, there's no cure, so I just can't stay away from the news. And I kept finding things, even in my pain, I kept finding things that made me laugh. And one of them was a report where the FBI said, "Social media, have mercy." The FBI says deplatforming all of these extremists is only going to make it harder for us to spy on Americans. I thought that was great. And then there was another one that made me laugh, was Schumer came out and said, "Impeachment trial will be off and running next week." And I thought, you have to understand just how massively stupid and the stupidity of people that is being exposed. I mean, hey, Schumer, isn't that like closing the gate after the cow is gone? I mean, how do you have an impeachment trial of a president who's gone? I mean, sorry, too late.
Yep.
So when we're thinking that everything is, coming, crushing down, and there's no hope, you have to understand as these people move forward, the complete insanity, the complete stupidness gets exposed. And I think, if Trump did one thing, whether he intended to or not, is he actually got everybody to expose themselves. I mean, in the aftermath of this, everyone rushing up to say, hey, I was never for Trump. It's like a list. It's like the list is growing, and there is unambiguous. And when I read that Bible verse, it says, "Above all things, have fervent clarity among yourselves, for clarity shall cover a multitude of sins." We have to have clarity even though we are suffering, and even though we don't see any hope, we still, when we have the mind of Christ, when the mind of Christ is in us, we can still participate in that clarity and in just the abundance of that grace. So just know that I'm praying for everyone. If you are a person of faith, I would like to receive your prayers. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, William.
Thank you
for your help. And our church is praying for you by name, my friend. And we'll get through it. Appreciate the scripture references too. Very heartfelt call, William. You're a good friend of myself, even though I've never met you, and you're a good friend of the network as you've came on and offered your expertise and your studies multiple times, and we look forward to more. So keep yourself in good health, my friend. So,
thank you.
Wow. So thanks, William, and we're going on to Ken from New York. Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show.
Doing, John? Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Ken.
I never heard from William before, but I like to listen to him. You see, he's been on your show several times already.
Yeah.
I guess he's a long-time acquaintance.
Yeah, William and I used to call into Patrick's show and also to a Stormfront, and we got connected on email and phone, and so you know, we have a lot of off-air conversations. William's a very deep man, and his commentary is always appreciated. But yeah. Anyway, Ken.
I'm sure listening to you, you're a good friend to him. I'm sorry. How's this better? Okay, sorry about
that. There you go. Yeah, got that static cleared up, Ken. Go ahead and hit us with your
point. Yeah, I'm on a walk around, and if I move around sometimes, if Biden wanted to make friends with the military, he sure got it 180 degrees out when he treated the, I don't know what it is with these people. I mean, he treats the National Guard like dirt. The picture that I saw with them with their backs to him, were they facing him originally, and did they actually turn around?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I do know that the National Guard troops had to sleep like in a garage.
Yeah, they basically, kicked him out of the Capitol once he was done with him.
Yeah,
they put him in some quarters that were not very nice.
Yep.
I mean, the Bolsheviks always treated the military as if they were just cannon fodder. They'd send the military into battle, and then they'd have the NKVD standing behind them with machine guns.
Yeah, that is that's what we're seeing, I guess. You know, and having them all investigated, and anybody that was Trump supporting or right wing leaning, you know, come. So, but yeah, the ones that were there were treated very, very badly, and. You know, I think there is a little bit to the fact that the military is hostile toward Biden. I don't know on what level on Biden and Harris, but will the military take over? I don't think that's feasible. I just think there's too many generals that have a lot of power, and paychecks can be cut electronically. So these people know which side their bread is buttered on. But yeah, the fact that they were treated badly and there is animosity, that stands.
Well, Muammar Gaddafi was a colonel. I think those guys have a closer association with the men than the generals do, especially our variety of general.
Yeah.
A bunch of pampered whatevers. All right, thank you.
Good night. Hey, thanks for your call. Yep. Thank you for your call, Ken. We've got True Bachelor from Arkansas. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I'll be praying for William, but I want to say I lost my parents when I was 29 years old, November 22 of 1989, 60 hours apart. Didn't get to see my father's funeral. And I want to tell everybody about your family. And I was supposed to get this house. I took care of my grandmother till she was almost 95 with a broken hip and a broken leg, lost 82 pounds. I'm in the same house and haven't heard from my sister in 7 years. And my aunt, they were supposed to give me the house, and they did not keep their word. And I got a friend I know 43 years that has turned his back on me. It was Paul Bear at my grandparents' funeral. They have turned their back on me, gone to a church. And so please, people, don't give your word unless you intend to keep it. And I've heard we're going to have you out for dinner and all that. No, they've forgotten about me. They turned their back on me. I'm here by myself, my little cat. I'm making $1,000 a month. I haven't got my stimulus check, but I'm holding everything together with a 32-year-old Cadillac. It's got a leak in the power steering fluid. And, you know, I have no family left. I have family, but they've turned their back on me. But I did what I did, and they can't take it away from me. I took care of my grandmother till she died. I did everything like a nurse would do. I did it all. Kept her out of a nursing home with a broken hip and a broken ankle. So don't take your family for granted. Keep your word or don't give it, is what I'm saying. Don't give your word unless you intend to keep it.
Good words of wisdom. We appreciate your call. And always celebrate your family and keep in touch with them. They're all you have in this world is family. And treat them as priority. We really appreciate your call. And we are going to move on to the next caller. I think we have Max from Washington. Max, welcome to the show. Okay, Max dropped. Max, call back next week. There is Paul from New Jersey. I don't know if this is the same Paul, but I've got a note here from Mike that it's National Guard. Paul from New Jersey, welcome to the show, and tell us your status, sir.
I'm not in the National Guard at all.
Okay, you're the same Paul that I know. Okay.
Yeah, Paul from New Jersey. I wanted to talk about that was my topic. I'm just amazed.
Oh, okay.
That so many people are complaining about the treatment of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. About them, what, sleeping on a concrete floor? What's the big deal? The soldiers. So what? You know? And if these dummies didn't bring their own cots and sleeping bags, then they deserve to sleep on concrete floors. I just don't like the mamby-pamby cavalier thought, like you're supposed to put up soldiers in the Hilton or something. you know what I mean?
Well, I can see the point that if you're National Guard and you're trained to survive in the elements, that, you know, maybe there's an aspect there where where the National Guard should have adapted. I think my main gripe is the treatment where Biden investigated them, and if they had a certain political ideology, that they were vetted, and some, you know, right wing Trump supporter guards couldn't be there. That was my thing of the treatment. But yeah, you got a valid point. I mean, the National Guard should be able to adapt and overcome to whatever environment they're in. But
yeah,
anyway,
I just thought like our tax money is getting thrown out the window constantly. I mean, shouldn't this soldiers have brought their own, like, provisions, sleeping bags, all the rest of that stuff? Like, you know, it's not
another
march to the sea. You know what I mean?
And here's another gripe, Paul, that I think you might agree with. 26,000 National Guard, deployed to the Capitol. Well, I can't wait to deploy them to the border of South America, of Mexico. And keep these South Americans and Guatemalan troops, people, from coming up and invading our country. You know, they're fast to deploy them against American citizens, but not against invaders. There's another gripe.
Yeah, and it goes with the whole events of what happened. In a sense, it's too bad there are no, like, strong military people out there. You know what I mean? When it came to January 6th, in a sense, on January 6th, and it's as though, you know, if they planned it a little better, they could have had a total successful coup, right? They could have.
25 special forces guys could have taken the Capitol. I mean, if they wanted to.
No kidding. And if the guys just had, like, smuggled in arms, I mean, there could have been a total Trump coup. And instead of sitting here worried about, you know, like, right-wingers, now we might just feel a little guilt about that Trump basically is a dictator and took over the government. But in a sense, I think they stole the election from him. I think it was a total fraud. So if Trump had pulled that off, he would have been like a Caesar. Right? But he's not a Caesar. It's not him. So he had his chance and he blew it. And
yeah,
it's all, this whole position of Biden as president is ultimately on his lap.
Got the break, Paul. We've got the break. If you got a point, we'll hold you over and get you on the other side.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are the there's the melodic tones of Lindsey Buckingham that I so enjoy hearing on our Friday night show. Thank you, Mike. And we're back with Paul. Paul, we got one more caller. Do you have a parting comment to finish up?
Yeah, I just want to say that when Donald Trump was watching the Bloomberg Business News and Fox News, the Democrats were watching the House of Cards and Game of Thrones. And have practiced, and the crew that Biden just appointed, they put a bunch of cutthroats like Anthony Blinken in there, who destroyed Libya, and the rest of these treacherous, mostly Jews. And so, you know, this is Donald Trump's fault. And so, for the next 4 years, let's not get fixated on Trump and try to do some shopping on some kind of potential Caesar in our own ranks. And not fetishize this failure called Donald Trump. On that note, Jeremy, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. Mark from Texas, you're going to end the show tonight with your comments and your Budweiser on ice. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you doing, brother?
Doing great, my friend.
Man, another great show.
Thank you.
First, Yeah, just love to William. And love to Pat. Love those guys. You know, I was listening to, all different kinds of, you know, I listened to left, right, whatever, just to gather the truth as I see it. And, anyway, on NPR today, they have a, I listen to it every day. It's called Texas Standard. And it's an hour show about Texas and Texas politics. And they had a, you know, it's produced by the University of Texas at Austin. So, you know, that kind of tells you where it leans. But they had a professor at UT, and he is a political guy and looks at all the speeches, and he looks, you know, for the common words in every speech, and it's always top one's always America. And freedom, and, you know, whatever. But the ones that were different, you mentioned LBJ mentioned change. And damn sure if he didn't change a lot. Bush, the younger Bush, was human. And that was all about compassionate conservatism. And Biden was about truth. That was his word. And all I could think about was George Orwell and the Ministry of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in high school, and that's where we're at.
We are in 1984. Appreciate your call, Mark, and we'll be back next week with In Plain Sight, your calls, and some special guests on Republic Broadcasting Network. Y'all have a great weekend.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.